local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hey, we welcome you into another hour of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable, doing it live on our favorite day of the week. I'm sure yours as well. Happy Friday, one and all. We are celebrating today for a couple of reasons, as Saturday is the first day of autumn. Tonight is another week of high school football. We love high school football around here. And Gracie has a new license plate.
Yeah.
I went outside during the Channel 3 break to take some stuff out of the car. I did look, and it looks wonderful. I want you to be completely honest with everybody here. On the drive in, how superior did you feel to everybody that you passed?
I really did feel like everyone else needs to be making way for my car, and I felt there was a sense of just, I don't know.
Can you just feel that as you passed cars that they looked over and saw and the Blue Angel plate and were just like...
And I feel like mine looks a little bit shinier than like others because it's so new. And then also I saw another Blue Angel plate and I was like, hey, friend,
you just did the little salute and a little head raise there.
I'm definitely feeling on top of the world this Friday. Thanks so much.
Well, you are definitely a more superior being than I currently because I still have the standard Florida license plate. But I promise you, my Blue Angel plate will be coming here in the next couple of months. But, yeah, congratulations to you on that today. We are looking forward to the weekend. Not quite there yet, though, and another busy day here in the news world. We'll get you caught up on everything going on here as quick as we can and as most as we can. Coming up at 5:35, Patrick Bernardo, our weekly chat with him. Talking high school football on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. At 7 o'clock, we're at West Florida High School as they take on Pine Forest. Good matchup there. 5:14, right before our first check of the roads and weather this hour, we will get to our top three stories. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has made history with today's federal bribery charges against him. Federal prosecutors say he and his wife accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes to use his influence to protect three businessmen and benefit the Egyptian government. He appears to be the first sitting senator in U.S. history to be indicted on two unrelated criminal allegations. Back in 2015, he was charged with illegally accepting favors from a Florida eye doctor, but that case ended in a mistrial.
Also, the United Auto Workers are expanding their strike.
As promised, we're expecting to stand up strike in response to the lack of progress in bargaining with General Motors and Stellantis. We will shut down parts distribution until those two companies come to their senses and come to the table with a serious offer.
The UAW President Sean Fain says that the strike will now expand to 20 states after GM and Stellantis rejected their proposals. He says that Ford has agreed to some of the proposals, but there's still lots of work to be done.
Finally, President Biden today establishing a first-of-its-kind office of gun violence prevention.
Anyone who doesn't think that these kinds of engagements have a permanent effect on young children, in many cases older their entire lives than if they never had a bullet touch them, misunderstands.
He says the office will centralize and coordinate efforts to reduce gun violence in America, and it will be overseen by Vice President Kamala Harris. Those are our top three stories today. 5:15, Gracie has an update on the roads and our weather.
Well, roadways are looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. If you see anything else on the roads, please call the traffic line at 850-2626-111. For weather, we are going to get an update from WEAR.
Ophelia is a tropical storm that will impact the East Coast over the weekend, but around here, the weather looks absolutely beautiful. Sunny skies all day long. We'll have Dry weather, no chance for rain. High temperatures will mainly run in the upper 80s, maybe a little bit warmer on Sunday, and pleasant overnight lows between 65 and 70. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We do have one patch of light rain throughout our area. That's going to be throughout West Pensacola. It just kind of popped up, but other than that, looking good. We have a few clouds in 85 right now in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, as we take a quick look at what's happening in local headlines today, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson talking about the incident at Avalon Middle School yesterday where a 14-year-old and 15-year-old were both arrested on felony charges of possession of a weapon on school property.
I've been sheriff 7 years now, and I think it's the first time ever we've gotten a gun out of a school. We don't have any information that leads us to believe they were planning on shooting the school up or anything.
Deputies say a .22 caliber handgun was found by school resource deputies. Well, tomorrow is the day for Baptist Hospital moving from their old campus on East Street to the brand new digs on Brent Lane. And both the Escambia Sheriff and Pensacola Police will be operating to move patients from the old campus to the new one. County Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore talked about that.
So we'll be convoying ambulances in groups of three so that we're not doing onesie twosies across intersections. They'll be escorted by the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. They'll be controlling the intersections for us. So we get to and from pretty quick and then get them turn and burn is what we're trying to do.
So that route will go from East Street South to Cervantes, then turning onto I-110 North to Brent Lane, and then deputies will be taking care of traffic control while Pensacola Police escort the ambulances. They'll return on I-110 southbound, get off at Tahard Drive, and then on East Street. So that is the route. So you can expect delays if you are kind of in that stretch of area there between the two hospitals. So don't be surprised at all. It's going to happen all day. Hopefully they're wrapped up by around 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And by the way, the emergency room at the old campus is closing at 3 a.m. tomorrow. The new ER will open up immediately after, and Baptist does say that they will have an ambulance stationed at the old campus in case anybody shows up there with a serious medical emergency. So that is all happening tomorrow. Exciting times for Baptist Hospital. Also, Blue Wahoos a step closer to repeating as Southern League champions, beating the Montgomery Biscuits 5-1 in Game 2 of their best-of-three series last night. So now they travel to Tennessee for the Southern League Championship Series. Game 1 is this weekend. Game 2 and 3, if necessary, would be back here at Blue Wahoo Stadium on Tuesday and Wednesday. Before we take a break, a couple of quick state headlines. Florida's agriculture industry taking a major hit following Hurricane Idalia. A report from the University of Florida shows an estimated loss of up to $370 million. More than 3 million acres of farmland was affected by the storm, most of which was used as food for livestock. Also, SpaceX is preparing for its second launch this week on the East Coast, Cape Canaveral. The company is set to send another batch of Starlink satellites into low Earth orbit, and forecasters say the weather will be nearly perfect when the launch window opens at 8:06 p.m. tomorrow night. 5:20 now, we'll take a break. National headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The I-10 Wired Summit returns October 18th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored in part by Data Revolution, the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference is your opportunity to get connected on the Gulf Coast. This year includes the AFSIA TechNet CyberCoast track, a $100,000 prize pitch competition, and a concert by the Molly Ringwalds at Casino Beach Bar. Special pricing is available for college students and government employees. Go to i10wire.com for tickets and event information.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. I want to thank all of our listeners who tune into our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson
goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep down field! Touchdown, FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone, picked off!
Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3. Happy Friday. Hope you're getting ready to have an awesome weekend here in our area. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. We're going to get a full rundown of what's going on with weather this weekend. But first, a look at our roads. Looking great on the roads. I-10, I-110, not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. If you do see something slowing you down this afternoon, please call the traffic line at 850-2626-111 with any details. For weather, we are looking fantastic for this weekend. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have sunny skies, clear skies tomorrow night, and then we'll see the same for Sunday. Right now, we do have a small patch of light rain just throughout Perdido Key, kind of West Pensacola area. So just keep that in mind, but that's just one little area of rain right there. But other than that, we're looking great tonight. We'll have clear skies, a low of 68 this evening, and right now, a few clouds and 85 in our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much, Gracie. Taking a look at our national headlines today, we start at the White House, where House Speaker Kevin McCarthy plans to strip funding for Ukraine out of a defense spending bill that was blocked twice this week. McCarthy will remove $300 million for Ukraine in the Pentagon appropriations bill and will hold a separate vote on the funding. Here's White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre on funding negotiations.
Having accomplished nothing this week, they have all decided to go home. That's not delivering for the American people. It's chaos. It's failing. It's actually failing the American people.
And the White House calling on Republicans to vote for the bipartisan funding agreement negotiated by McCarthy and the president. Of course, the deadline is September 30th.
Also, civil rights groups are lining up to support a Texas teenager who has been suspended from school for 2 weeks because of his hair. The NAACP says that Daryl George has been singled out for his dreadlocks.
They've chosen to victimize this young man and really harm his education in order to make a political point, I guess, and it's really tragic.
They say that Barbers Hill High School is violating the newly passed Crown Act, which is supposed to prevent discrimination based on hairstyles.
An update from New York, more than a dozen high school students and two adults are still hospitalized after yesterday's deadly charter bus crash. At least a dozen patients are in stable condition.
We're hopeful that there'll be more discharges in the next coming days.
And two adults were killed in the crash as the bus was en route to Pennsylvania yesterday.
Also, a district attorney in Southern California is going after the L.A. County D.A. for not seeking the death penalty against a man accused of murdering a sheriff's deputy.
Mr. Gascon stood up in front of all these cameras and press and stated unequivocally he was seeking the maximum punishment allowed by law. That was an outright lie.
The L.A. County D.A. George Gascon will instead seek life in prison without the possibility for parole.
East Coast bracing for strong winds and heavy rains this weekend from North Carolina to New Jersey. Dr. Michael Brennan from the National Hurricane Center.
We could see the system strengthen up to about 60 to 65 miles per hour in terms of its intensity before making landfall. So where that core does come on shore, those stronger winds could certainly affect portions of the North Carolina coast, especially the Outer Banks south of Cape Hatteras towards areas like Morehead City and down into that region there.
So it's now Tropical Storm Ophelia. Forecasters are warning of heavy rainfall and life-threatening storm surge across the mid-Atlantic.
Also, the U.S. may soon supply Ukraine with a small number of long-range missiles to help in its war with Ukraine. NBC News reports President Biden told Ukrainian President Zelensky that he plans to provide the Army Tactical Mission System Ukraine that they have been asking for the past few months. It would give them the ability to strike targets as far as about 180 miles.
And also, top three stories again, United Auto Workers expanding their strike today. President Sean Fade said the strike will now expand to 20 states after GM and Stellantis rejected their proposals. 5:30 now, Fox News Update is followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority. Coming up after Fox News, our weekly check-in, high school football with PNJ sports reporter Patrick Bernardo.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier, talking about senior Democratic senator from New Jersey, Bob Menendez, and his wife, Nadine, are now facing bribery charges involving three New Jersey businessmen. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Damien Williams, speaking to the public at a press conference on this case.
The indictment alleges that Senator Menendez used his power and influence, including his leadership role on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, to benefit the government of Egypt in various ways. Among other actions, Senator Menendez allegedly provided sensitive, non-public, U.S. government information to Egyptian officials.
This indictment says he improperly pressured an official of the Department of Agriculture to protect a business monopoly granted by the Egyptian government. Now New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy is calling for Menendez to immediately resign. And House Republicans are working to try and pass 12 appropriation bills. The government runs out of money by the end of the month. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with your Money Now. Stocks ended a lackluster session in the red, leaving the market with a fourth straight decline. The S&P 500 eased 10 points, the Dow Industrials lost 106, and the NASDAQ Composite slipped 12. The index has dropped anywhere from 1.9% to 3.6% for the week. Target is debuting another private label category, Figment, its first kitchen brand. The retailer says a full 250-item line will go on sale Sunday. The products, to include things like mixing bowls, a cast iron Dutch oven, kitchen utensils, food storage, a cutting board, and pots and pans. Target notes that more than half of the kitchen items are priced under $10. Remember back in May when Oscar Mayer changed the name of its legendary Wienermobile to the Frankmobile? Well, the Kraft Heinz unit has heard the uproar from fans, announcing this week that while it's been a franktastic summer, it will now welcome back the Wienermobile. The 23-foot-long vehicle has been used as a promotional tool for Oscar Mayer for decades. That's your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. The excitement about what Deion Sanders is doing in Colorado feels like it can't get any bigger. But if they beat number 10 Oregon on Saturday, it goes up even another level. They'd be like Michigan's Fab Five combined with the 90s Miami Hurricanes. Then if they beat USC the following week, they're basically the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team. Deion's 3-0 start is already an incredible achievement. But it's fun to imagine just how far this magical season can go for the Buffaloes. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be president of a state where lawful to wager must be 21+ and president in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
5:36 on News Radio 92.3. And the sound of Friday Night Lights means we are about to talk some high school football. Also, I think I need to rewatch that show.
Oh, absolutely.
Getting in my feels, needing some Tim Riggins and everyone in that show. So we are going to be talking some football in just a bit. But first, a look at our roads and weather for this weekend. So roads right now looking good. If you do see something, give a call to the traffic line. But really no slowdowns all throughout our area, so we're looking good. And if you do see something, again, traffic lines 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're going to have an absolutely beautiful weekend coming up tomorrow. Sunny skies, high of 90 tomorrow night. Clear skies with a low of 70. And coming up on Sunday, we'll see the same. And then tonight, mostly clear skies and a low of 68. So it's going to be perfect if you're heading to a high school football game. And a few clouds right now. It's 85 in Pensacola, 86 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic and weather update brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service, which is located on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Well, it's been great here the last few weeks to have Patrick Bernardo in studio with us here previewing the high school football Friday and a bit of a light schedule, several teams on bye. We'll get to that here shortly. But Patrick, thanks so much for joining us, of course. And I know last week quite a busy Friday for you and a bit of a late one as well. I think we were talking before we came back on that you didn't get home until the early parts of Saturday morning. You were at the Gulf Breeze game, and Gulf Breeze beat Milton. I don't remember the score. It was like 73 to 40-something. So a lot of high scoring, a lot of passes, so a lot of clock stopping. But we'll talk about that game here because I know that there was some drama. But, yeah, Patrick, of course, good to see you here. And coming off of this week, we have our Escambia high school football game of the week brought to you by Dr. Pepper on our sister station. We're just down the road at West Florida as they take on Pine Forest, and I think you'll be there as well. So what are you looking forward to there?
Well, the main thing that I'm looking for is, I'm curious as to how the Eagles will bounce back. They haven't really faced a lot of adversity, particularly in the regular season in recent years. And, every year is a new year, and every year is has different players and a different cast of characters, but they're still Pine Forest. They still have the identity of a dominant team, but that dominant team sort of took a punch there, and let's see how they counter. But again, it's coming against a West Florida team that has, I don't want to say had its number, but certainly has stepped toe-to-toe with Pine Forest in recent years. Last season they did give Pine Forest its closest game during their undefeated regular season. It was a 7-point game late until Pine Forest scored to make it 35-21. The main thing I'm looking for is from the get-go, will we see a Pine Forest team that is sluggish and, maybe a bit of a carryover, or will we see a Pine Forest team that takes care of business?
There were a couple big storylines coming out of last week's game and kind of spilling over into earlier this week. So I'll ask you about both of them and we can just kind of take them one at a time. You were at the Gulf Breeze Milton game, and as we were alluding to earlier, that one finishing, I don't remember the exact scores, like 73 to 40 something. And your video that you caught and posted to social media showed the two coaches kind of getting into it afterwards, obviously taking issue with the fact of seemed to be running it up there. So I wanted to get your sense because you were there. You kind of saw what happened. And the other thing is that Pensacola High School, as they go to Gulf Breeze tonight, doing so without head coach Cantrell Tyson, who resigned earlier on this week. So your sense of where Pensacola is as a program right now, going into Gulf Breeze with a new head coach?
Well, I'll handle the second question first here. And we've talked about it before. I think we both know that Cantrell Tyson is just a guy that you root for and a guy that is just a great individual and, a great coach. But unfortunately, just the circumstances at Pensacola just made things challenging. And I hope that he returns on the sidelines, whether it's at an assistant capacity or and eventually gets another head coaching position. But, it's fair to say that, just the challenges there sort of burned him out. As far as moving forward, it's hard to say. It's hard to say that, they do have an interim head coach at the moment, and it's hard to say that, things will drastically change. But possibly, with change comes maybe a shot of adrenaline where the team is able to move forward and look a little bit sharper. They still haven't scored this season. So, it's sort of a, baby steps kind of thing. But, hopefully they can regroup here and, recapture what has long been a legendary program. It's just been in a bit of a funk as of late. As for Gulf Breeze Milton, that was quite a scene last week. There's a lot of things to sort of take away from that. I think the one thing that it needs to be noted is that it never did reach running clock territory. And for those that don't know, the game becomes a running clock if there's a 25-point deficit. But it never did reach that. It did get close. It did get up to 31. But there was a bit of a heated disagreement at the end of the game. For various reasons, Gulf Breeze continued to throw the ball, even though they were up 24. Battle Alberson, who had a heck of a game, threw for 463 yards, threw for 8 touchdowns. He actually ran for a 9th touchdown, but his final touchdown pass came with 21 seconds to go. And, as was the case throughout the game, Gulf Breeze onside kicked it or pooched it. They actually pooched it on the ensuing kickoff. So that was at the center of the argument. And, it sort of depends which team that you root for, whether you think it's classless or whether you think, hey, if you want to stop something, if you want to stop something from happening, your defense better adjust. And it was interesting to see the response on social media. You had people believing that it was up to, the Milton coaches' job to slow things down. But all in all, it's hard to say who is at fault or if anybody's at fault. I think when it comes down to, high school sports, I understand that these are just kids at play, and you don't want to embarrass anybody. At the same time, these are kids who are trying to learn the game and are trying to improve on the game. So Gulf Breeze took it as an opportunity to be as sharp as they could up until the final second. Your opinion can go any different way, any number of ways, and I know it's sort of riding the fence here, but I can't really fault either side. I sort of understand either side.
Talking with Patrick Bernardo, P&J sports reporter, talking high school football, and we'll get you out of here on this, Patrick. So last few years, obviously we're all used to those local rivalries and the week in, week out battles with local teams, but nowadays in high school football, you have so many teams that travel, across state lines or just, hours away. And I'm thinking of, Pine Forest looking at IMG Academy here later on in the season. And tonight, a big one of those games happening for Pensacola Catholic High School as they take on Prince Avenue Christian. This is a team from Georgia, one of the standout teams in the state of Georgia. So big local matchup here that I don't know if I'm sure the Pensacola Catholic crowd is aware of, but maybe the broader sports fan, not so much. So what can you say about that particular matchup?
So the team that you're referring to is a Prince Avenue Christian, who is a state championship team out of the state of Georgia. And they're a heck of a team. They're currently on a 19-game winning streak. This season, they're 5-0, and I believe they've outscored opponents to the tune of basically 4-1 so far this season. Their starting quarterback is excellent. He is a 3-star quarterback who is committed to Georgia Tech. And recently, he just surpassed Jake Fromm, the you know old Georgia quarterback, Georgia Bulldog quarterback, for 6 all-time in touchdowns, all-time in Georgia high school history. Additionally, they have a 4-star defensive lineman that's gotten all kinds of SEC offers. This particular team has had difficulties actually finding opponents in their home state. I believe they only have 3 home games. I believe this may be their furthest trip, this 6-hour trip from their part of Georgia to Pensacola. But, this opportunity is quite the challenge for a Pensacola Catholic team that's undefeated. They've had 2 weeks to prepare and get ready. So, again, like Pine Forest, I'd be curious to see how they sort of come out here tonight. But, it's a quality opponent, beyond quality opponent, a great opponent, a borderline powerhouse opponent that will come into Catholic. And, that's going to be a heck of a game, probably the game of the week, if you're asking me.
All right. Well, hey, Patrick, we certainly appreciate your time. Of course, each and every Friday, he joins us in studio to preview the upcoming high school football week. And both he and I are going to be over at West Florida as they take on the Pine Forest Eagles today. Patrick, we'll let you get your shameless plug in for the PNJ, and then we'll get you out of here. All right.
PNJ.com. Feel free to go over there and get your latest sports news. Also, feel free to grab a paper at your local newsstand.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, sir. Gracie, we'll get a check of the roads and weather, and we'll go to a break.
Roads are looking good. We do have a small patch of traffic. That's going to be if you are leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the Causeway. Don't have any accidents, but just looks a little busy right now. But if you do have details, give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. Also on Highway 90, we do have an accident that's causing some slight delays. That's Highway 90 in Milton off of Glover Lane. In the westbound direction, you'll see some slowdowns as you're moving closer towards the Avalon Boulevard intersections. Just keep that in mind. A small accident right there with just a little bit of delays. If you see anything else, give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. For weather, we have a few clouds right now, partly cloudy, 82 in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. Tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies and a low of 68. Tomorrow and Sunday, beautiful weather with no chances of rain and a high of 90 in clear skies. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats 7 passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything.
Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, just shy of 5 at 55. Going to get a look at traffic and weather together. We do have some slowdowns on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10. Expect some delays. That is going to be in the southbound direction, so expect some slowdowns there. Also got a text in, not seeing a lot of traffic because of it, but maybe soon, 9th Avenue near the Winn-Dixie, maybe something going on there with police response. So keep that in mind that there may be some slowdowns there, but right now it is looking pretty good. But if you do see something or have any details, give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. We're looking good on 98 between Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. And for weather, we are going to get a quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
A tropical storm developed, and that's going to ride up the East Coast, bringing rainy, windy weather, but none of that around here. Sunny all weekend long with highs in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. Absolutely beautiful, and our pleasant overnight lows will fall down between 65 and 70. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We still also do have a small patch of traffic on Highway 90 on the causeway in between Pensacola and Pace, so just keep that in mind as well. Again, if you see something else, give a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, rapid fire portion here. Health, Business, and Science notes. Oscar Mayer bringing back the iconic Wienermobile, announcing it's bringing back the name for its famous vehicle. It rebranded it to the Frankmobile in May, but apparently that not sticking. iPhone 15 day today, the new iPhone hitting shelves around the world. Long lines at the Apple Store in New York City. That's where Apple CEO Tim Cook was. Unpaid medical bills may soon be removed from your credit reports. The CFPB expects to issue a proposed rule next year that would bar consumer credit companies from including medical debts on credit reports. Gracie, what's happening in pop culture today?
Well, there is still no deal yet, but Hollywood studios and striking writers remain close to a labor agreement. Complex issues like the use of AI and how many writers could or should be required for products remain unsolved. And the Writers Guild of America have been on strike since the beginning of May.
Also, a rare $10,000 bill from the Great Depression sold at auction for $480,000. Heritage Auction says the large denomination U.S. note was printed in Boston in 1934. The $10,000 bill was the highest denomination note to ever circulate publicly.
Also in wacky and weird stories, women in China are starting a new trend where they add a fake belly button just a few inches above their real belly button. This is to make their legs look longer. You can buy sheets of temporary belly button tattoos on Walmart's website. So if you like wearing crop tops or anything that shows your stomach, it creates the illusion that makes your waist look higher and your legs look longer. Yeah.
What do you think? You gonna try one out? Or?
I think I'm okay. I feel like my legs are pretty long. I am... Weirdly, one thing I am self-conscious about is my belly button because I have a little bit of an outie. So
I might
get it for that reason.
Maybe, yeah, just cover it. Yeah, I mean, look into it. I mean, Walmart has the sheets available, so there you go.
I might try them out.
Cops in one Texas town are trying to catch a criminal with a conscience. Somebody broke into a Catholic school in Corpus Christi Tuesday night. They got away with a rosary and a laptop. But before leaving, the burglar left a note reading, "Sorry, times are hard."
Okay. Also, a Georgia dentist is now the proud owner of the world's largest toothpaste collection with 2,037 different tubes of toothpaste.
My favorite ones, it's a set of whiskey flavored. It's rye, scotch, and bourbon. Don't brush and drive. Over here, we have toothpaste mostly from Asia. We're talking Korea, China, Japan, with some unusual looks and flavors like bamboo, chocolate flavored.
So he recently set the Guinness World Record for that.
I am all in on chocolate flavored toothpaste.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Also, good news, a 64-year-old guy from San Diego named Tom Willis has now thrown out the first pitch at 29 different major league ballparks. He tossed out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium this week and now has Angel Stadium left to go. And it's way more impressive when you consider he doesn't have any arms and uses his feet to throw. He's been doing a national pitch for awareness tour to highlight what people with disabilities can do.
Also locally, a Pensacola man just won $1 million playing the 500 times the cash. That's 52-year-old Christopher Banks, who bought the winning ticket from the Publix from University Parkway, so right up the road from the station here in what used to be my Publix. So
yeah,
I should have
been you.
I know. Well, he chose to take the lump sum. So Christopher, if you're out there and you want to share your $820,000, Joe and I have our arms wide open. It is Pensacola right now on a Friday. We're going to come back after a update from WEAR right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.